Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
This week, and I know we always say, like, this week is epic, or this week was awesome, but this week was actually really cool. I really liked it, actually. There were a lot of really big upsets. I was really happy about one game in particular that we're going to get to in a little bit. Welcome to the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. I'm Isaac here with my dad, Steven. And
can I cut you off a second here?
Yeah.
Did you just say cool instead of epic?
I know. My vocabulary is very limited.
We were supposed to come up with some awesome word besides epic.
I was going to say majestic,
cool.
But then I'm like,
that sounds cooler. This
yeah,
week was majestic.
Yeah, it sounds too sophisticated.
But see, epic works really
yeah,
well. What
does.
Else do we got, though? What
we could say...
you don't have any other words. See?
Extraordinary. Spectacular.
See, extraordinary. So you did some work. See,
I did some work.
All of those, you did cool. All right, I'm sorry for all picking right. out. Extraordinary. This
extraordinary.
Week was extraordinary. Is it really extraordinary? It was kind of a pretty typical football week.
It was kind of
awesome epicness.
Yeah.
Epic just works, but
it does.
I feel like we just can't say it all the time.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, we could just go on and on and on about this.
Forever. But yeah, this week did have a lot of really cool games. One game in particular I like to highlight was the Bears and the Lions game. Now, I know we're based here in Chicago. We usually don't talk about the Bears because they just kind of stink half the time. Most of the time, actually. But this week, they were up against the Lions, a divisional game, just classic. And I was kind of just expecting the Lions to just walk all over them, but Justin really showed up. He was incredible this week. He had 223 pass yards, 58 rush yards, and a rushing touchdown. I think that's like, he's kind of a Lamar Jackson type quarterback where he just runs, and honestly, that's like his main strong suit. And I mean, it worked on the Lions, and Jared Goff, Jared was kind of struggling this game. I was impressed with how the Bears defense was kind of just shutting him down, you know?
I was going for the Lions in all honesty.
Really?
Here. Just, well, like right now the Bears stink so bad that the Lions, I feel like they've really have stepped up and done a really good job this year.
You know, that's true.
And I'm kind of going for them. Like just going like, you know what? I would love for them to win the division. I don't want the Packers at all. Like,
no.
Somebody's got to win, and I think right now the Lions have stepped up, and I want to see them continue to do good. I don't want to see them just fall apart right now, and I think there's been some really mm-hmm. good things. So it was kind of a shock that they did lose this game. I think they have that potential. My thing with Justin Fields, even a little bit with Lamar, I mean, I know you got your quarterbacks that are running, Josh Allen, a lot of different guys do stuff and make plays, but I also feel like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen and those type of guys are Justin Herbert are using their legs and making plays and
true.
Like just putting the team on their shoulders and like, okay, I got to get out of here. I got to escape the pocket. I'm constantly looking downfield. I'm constantly trying to make a play. Whereas Justin Fields is in survival mode.
Yeah. Okay,
I got no receivers open. My offensive line stinks and I got to get the heck out of here.
That's basically his mentality.
And
that's
what I kind of feel. And that is not a sustainable football team and philosophy. So that's my struggle with him, where the Bears really do need to step up. So
I agree with you on that one. Like, I can definitely see that because, like we said, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, they're running out of the pocket, but a lot of times they're either just, like, running a lateral still behind the line of scrimmage so then they can throw to their receivers, or even when not, they are just making their, like, short slides. Justin, like, just runs. He doesn't have any plan of throwing, any plan of passing. He's just running. And, I mean, it works, like a good percentage of the time, but it's not really just sustainable and being able to have, like, you can't really build a good football team on that.
This agreed. These next couple weeks are a lot of fun because
yes.
you get those really, what playoff spots are there going to be and who's really battling. But also there's a lot of those games that are really bad.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of just bottom of the barrel teams that are eliminated, teams
and
that just aren't going to make it.
Yeah.
And you get stuck watching those games, or those are the ones that are on prime time, and you're just kind of like, all right, what's going on? But your first reaction is to write them off, like Thursday Night Football was New England and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It actually turned out to be a pretty decent game. At first, it was like, really? This is what we got to watch?
Exactly.
And it was 21-18. It was just, it was some scoring going on. And there were some two teams battling it out. It wasn't the worst thing on the planet. I watched a little bit, saw some highlights. Las Vegas and the Vikings.
Yes.
Dude, that, the game ended at 3-0.
Like, that was just, it was so, I don't even know, disappointing. I guess that's what, like, I'll call it. Like,
but the Vikings won on a game-ending, game-winning field goal, which means it was just like 0-0 the entire time. Could you imagine being at that game?
I was spent about money, to say, you have been so disappointing. Like,
emptied the savings account to go to a football game, all the food you have, you spent money on, and it's just 0-0 until the final minutes. Yeah, that would be a little rough.
That would be rough. I would definitely be wanting my money back if I went to that game.
Well, you ain't getting your money back, that's for sure.
But it's kind of crazy, like, just 0-0, like, total defensive game. Like, I know we sometimes talk about, like, oh, this game was kind of more
defensive. Was it really a defensive game?
Or were the offenses,
or did the offense
that
just stink?
That's a good point.
That, yeah, makes you, it, be either makes you at wonder. This point. I don't know. But hey, I'm telling you, Denver's
going places.
Denver is
going
to squeak into a playoff spot. I'm telling you.
I honestly, at first, I was kind of doubting you. And then after watching the Broncos and Chargers game, to be fair, I was watching this game and I saw, like, I didn't actually watch it. I just saw the end score, and I was kind of disappointed in the Chargers. I was like, "Really? You only got like a touchdown? Like that's kind of like I was expecting more." Sadly, Justin Herbert did get hurt. He got his like finger injured, so then that kind of just affected their team. But still, the Broncos are just playing at an elite level. I know we kind of like dissed on them in like the first few games of the season, and we're gonna be like, "Oh, it's another one of these seasons," but they really started to come together. And when you really fundamentally look at their team, like, they should have had this figured out last year and made it to the Super Bowl, because they have Sean Payton, a Super Bowl winning coach, Russell Wilson, Super Bowl winning quarterback. And I know those are just like the two people we kind of just fixate on the Broncos, but they still have just a really solid team, and they are easily a playoff contender.
They at least have it kind of figured out right now.
Yes, and, which, and I like.
I think
they just kind of need to stay like
they
that.
Just need to keep going. Right. A game that I was really looking forward to, and I'm so happy they ended up putting it on primetime. I love when Tony Romo gets the games and on CBS. Just really good. And was the Buffalo and Chiefs game.
Yes.
And it really, to be honest, lived up to the hype,
it
what
did.
You were expecting.
It should have been a playoff game.
It very well could be a playoff game, although we'll see. I mean, this was kind of Buffalo's chance. I think that if Buffalo lost, they weren't going to make the playoffs. And so they're kind of just, this kept their hopes alive, kind of keeping that win. So this very well could be a playoff game, and that will be interesting to see if they do play in the playoffs.
Yes.
Because of the way that this game was so close and ended, and ended with some controversy and all that, it is going to be, for lack of better words, an epic game.
Yeah.
And in the playoffs, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But I think that both teams played very well.
They did.
Both quarterbacks were at the top of their game, making plays defensively. Both of them were just, it was just all over the place, and just from top to bottom, a really well-executed game. What football should be, watching the elite level on both sides. And ultimately, Buffalo came out with the win, which I think is fantastic. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes didn't like some calls and things that happened. You can look up those highlights. And I do have to say, like, for the game, the ending play, it wasn't the end, you know, the last couple minutes, the play that was called back from a flag that was thrown from Travis Kelce. If you get a chance to just, it's hard because it's not so much like in the highlight reel, because the play is gone because of a penalty, but it's still out there. So if you get a chance to look that up, it was probably, to me, for this year, my top play of the year.
Really?
It was one of the coolest plays that I have seen in football in a long time. Just the heads up of Travis Kelce the execution that's just all spur of the moment, understanding the game. Now, if it was any other tight end that lateraled the ball like this, and then, I mean, they could have fumbled. So many bad things could have happened,
but
where they would
Travis
have been
Kelce.
Chewed out and been like, what are you thinking? He didn't have to. He could have easily caught the ball, dropped down, got tackled. They still had some time. But it was just really good awareness to be looking around going, three guys are about to tackle me. I got a wide open receiver right there. Boom, throws it back, and the guy runs into the end zone. It was just from top to bottom a well-executed, just spur-of-the-moment play.
Yeah.
That was called back by a flag.
Sadly.
I get the frustration in that sense because it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
But you need, you know, the guy that was called off, as far as offsides, he didn't line up properly at the line of scrimmage. That can't happen. You eliminate those mistakes, that play continues.
Mm-hmm.
And that play possibly wins you the game. Whether you like the call or not, like, you were offsides.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's like, it's not blaming the ref for it, because the other thing is he was offsides before. And I was even reading something else. It was like, even if he wasn't offsides, even if you're like, oh, that's close, so let's not call it offsides, it still would have been an illegal formation penalty. So either way, he's going to get called. So I don't really think you can be too mad about that. Yes, was it an incredible lateral? I was kind of upset at first, too, when it got called back, because I'm like, it was just, it looked so fluid. That's what I'll say. It's like, it didn't look like you were just kind of like standing, looking around, and then just
like
chucked it. It looked
like it was a called play.
Yeah.
But it couldn't be, and it just.
Exactly.
It was so well executed.
It looks like they like practice it every day. It looked so just like incredible.
I know it's hard to really explain here, so I really encourage you, like, look it up, because it was really cool to watch and to see. Now, as you look that up, you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff and the rants of Patrick Mahomes and all of that. Mm-hmm. I get some of the frustration. We talked about it, too, of I don't like refs deciding games, especially on, you know, your game deciding pass interference. Unless they're just so blatant, let the guys play. These kind of things, I don't know. Like, in one sense, you could say, well, it's the ref's fault. But you can also blame, you know, Tony on that and just go, did he check with the ref? He lined up. How many guys like glance over, like point at the ref, like, hey, am I good? Or hey, like, he lined up clearly off sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And right before they hiked it, the ref saw it, gets flagged. The play, you know, obviously played out and then got called back. So there's some of those fundamental things that you can say, like, well, it was the ref's fault, but the receiver kind of should have known where he was and lined up properly. I don't know that it was so much like one of those plays, like, was it pass interference? Was it not? Did the guy really pull the jersey enough to change the play? You know, where there's so many of those ending calls that are controversial.
Mm-hmm.
This, you lined up wrong. And
that's the
what my
truth.
Frustration is, and I could see, is I think that the play should have been called dead before it commenced.
True.
Like, the ref should have been like, illegal formation, he's offsides, like, end the call, and, you know, end the play right there.
That would have been better.
They get their penalty, and then life kind of moves on. I think it was a harder pill to swallow. Just, they watched the whole thing play out. It was that epic play, and then it just kind of rewind and gets called back, and life moves on. So, anyway, what else you got for me?
Another thing I got, I know, too, a game we were definitely looking forward to, Sunday night, Cowboys and the Eagles. This game, I was really interested to see this game because I'm not a big fan of either of these teams. I would say if I had to pick, it would probably be the Eagles. But I just wanted to see them play because as much as I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but I can still respect how well Dak plays. And just at the level of intensity he plays, him coming back from a big injury, and just the whole Cowboys team in general, like, they play with such an intensity that I can't help but like it, you know? And he did really well. He had 271 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jake Ferguson, this is like the first time, this game is like the first time I've heard of him. And he was just incredible. 72 yards. He was just all over the place, which I really like to see. And they ended up getting the W. They went against Jalen was not really doing that well. He was actually doing okay. He was doing 197 yards. He just he was the Dallas defense, Micah Parsons, just shutting him down. And it was really just an entertaining game to see.
This, I was happy for the Cowboys. I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but I'm a big Dak Prescott fan. And I loved watching him just totally dominate. This was a huge win for them. It was a bad win. I mean, I guess you can always say they're always bad wins, but this was a bad loss for the Eagles because it kind of exposed them a little bit. This wasn't a close game. This wasn't you fought neck and neck. You kind of got blown out of the water from the Cowboys here. And if that's a playoff game, the Eagles definitely need to be stepping up a little bit more. That was huge for the Cowboys, but it was so bad for the Eagles that as of right now, everything can change week to week right now. And that's why, like, everybody makes their predictions, everybody makes their standings and all that. But the Eagles went from that number two spot in the playoffs down to the fifth spot.
Wow.
And the Cowboys took that number two seed right now.
That's crazy.
Like, that is huge as far as just your positioning and all of that. Huge win for the Cowboys. There's still obviously some football left, and everybody kind of needs to continue winning. In that whole side of the NFC, the 49ers are the first team to clinch a playoff spot right now.
Yes.
So they are in the playoffs. Honestly,
they deserve it. They've been playing so well
Brock
right
Purdy,
now. I love him. He's so good.
Oh, my goodness. Where is this kid coming from? I love it in the sense, like, he doesn't make a ton of money right now. He's going to make a ton of money whenever his contract's up. But he doesn't make a ton of money because he's on his rookie contract still, even though he's a couple years in the league here now. He has really just stepped up and owned the team and has grown, and it's really cool watching him. My hope is that he doesn't get the big payday like all these other guys do. Amen. I hope he gets it, but I hope that doesn't change his mentality of playing right now.
Yes.
Like, right now, he is playing just at such an elite level for the love of the game and the skill and to help his team and to help him grow and to earn that payday, so to speak.
For sure.
That I hope it isn't just like, oh, great job.
I got it. Sweet. Now I can.
Now we pay you and I don't have to work as hard and now he's kind of slacking off. And I'm not saying he's going to do that. I just, sometimes the money can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas right now, 49ers are steamrolling.
They are.
They can't slack off, though. You know, just because they're in the playoffs right now they're that number one seed, they can still lose that positioning. So they still need to keep playing at that elite level that they're at.
And I agree. Like, they have just been so just incredible this whole year, and they've just been playing so consistently. The other thing I like that just I wanted to touch on really briefly before we wrap up is how they still have Brock Purdy, but also how a bunch of teams just across the league are losing their star quarterbacks to injuries. It is just, it's been plagued. We have Justin Herbert's out, Geno Smith, Joe Burrow's been out for a while, but he's out, CJ Stroud and Trevor Lawrence. All of these just playmaking quarterbacks are all out on injury. And it's really just kind of sad to me because of all times to get out, this is just the worst because you're going into the playoffs and it's really just started affecting the standings where you look back 2 weeks ago and you might have been like, oh, this team's going to be like the number one spot, but they might have fallen down to the number six spot because they lost their quarterback. They've lost other teams, players injury, and just injuries have just been so prevalent this year, even more so than last year I've seen.
This, especially as the last couple weeks and what goes down as far as playoff spots and we're going to see teams in the playoffs that we really didn't think we were going to see because it's all going to come down to who has the healthy team at this point. And I know that's kind of every year, but like really I feel like, it's so much more so this year that there were teams that were doing so well, or if you didn't have key guys out, were going to be in the playoffs. Yeah. It's really going to come down to who has that healthy team. You're looking at some of the standings right now, and we'll kind of wrap up with some playoff spots here. Nobody's clinched playoff spots in the AFC. We still got some time. But you got your Ravens, Dolphins, and Chiefs all in those kind of top spots right there. Expected. Like, all of those three teams are doing really well right now. The teams, to be honest, that are in the playoffs as of this moment, and again, it's all going to change week to week, but you have Jacksonville, so you got the Jaguars, you got the Browns, the Steelers, and the Colts.
That's just,
those are your playoff teams right now.
I did not know the Browns were going to be in there.
And all of those guys are either have lost their quarterbacks right now or are struggling quarterbacks. Like, to me, some of those records do not reflect how good those teams actually are. And then in that, on the, you know, on the fence, on the bubble, again, where it's anybody's game, you have the Texans, Broncos, Bengals, Bills, and Chargers. Chargers, they're with the 5-8 team. I don't know that they're even going to squeak in there at all. I'm going to pretty much say that they're kind of out unless some miracles happen here.
Yes.
And you change that. But Buffalo at this point, I don't even know. I think the Broncos are going to sneak in there. Mm-hmm. If the Texans can get all healthy again and stay healthy, they have a shot. But there's some teams in there that I'm just, wasn't expecting.
No, I was not expecting the Colts to be in there at all. In all honesty, and no offense to the Colts at all, I have not really like heard anything or really paid attention to them that much this year, but apparently they're doing really well. And yeah, it's just this year, and just even more so than like past years, there's been a lot of just like the underdog type teams coming in. And I like it and I don't like it at the same time. I like that there's just this like fresh new teams, not just the Chiefs and the Bills and the Patriots and the, or like the Buccaneers every year, you know?
Well, I mean, the Chiefs are right up there right now, but yeah. hopefully they're, I'd like to see if you're going to go on an AFC side, the Dolphins.
I would go for the Dolphins.
To see that. I think that they can squeak in there get a win. On the NFC side, you have, again, your top seven guys, your Cowboys, Lions, Buccaneers, Eagles, all kind of expected. Yes. To be honest, Buccaneers, a little shocked about.
Yeah, but the thing with the Buccaneers, though, is the NFC South is just atrocious as it is, so it really could be anyone's game at this point, or anyone's division.
100%. And those are the things that are like, you're going to have in that division that somebody makes the playoffs on like a horrible record.
Yeah.
And then you got teams that don't make the playoffs that have such a better record than you, but it's just how the standings work and where you are in your divisions and all of that. But right now, Vikings and Packers are in the playoffs as far as, again, seeding and things happening right now. Kind of shocked, to be honest.
Same.
Packers, I can see that they've been doing good. They've been stepping
Jordan
up.
Love's been playing well.
But the Vikings, I don't see them going very far right now. So that'll be interesting to see, can they kind of continue keeping things together? And then on your bubble, you got your Rams, your Seahawks, your Falcons, Saints, Giants, Bears, Commanders, Cardinals, they're all kind of out.
Yeah.
Patriots and Carolina are already eliminated. Shock and awe.
Yeah,
they've won
right.
like four games combined. So again, I think each week it's going to be completely different and it's going to change drastically. And 100%. That'll be cool to kind of watch and see what's going to happen.
It will be. And I'm just really excited for this year. This is always like the best. We always say it's the best time of the year. But as far as football goes, it is probably the best time of the year because we just see everybody battling it out for playoff spots. And you see what every team is really made of. And it's kind of, it's almost better. It's not better, but it's sometimes better than the playoffs because the teams are just so like wanting to make the playoffs that you really see how much they want it. And then once they're in the playoffs, they're like, all right, sweet, we made it. Now we just got to work from there. And so it's really cool. I'm excited for this.
Cool. Well, we'll keep talking about it and we'll keep kind of breaking it down and diving in. And hopefully next week we can get a little bit bigger of a picture and then we'll kind of start walking through on who we think is really going to kind of make it further or make it in. I'm still on the Broncos right now.
All right.
They're going to be squeaking in there.
I honestly, we'll have to see. And we will talk with you next week.